Democratic U.S. Representative Rosa DeLauro of New Haven is the most senior member of Connecticut's congressional delegation. She's just published a new book. It's her first. It's called The Least Among Us, Waging the Battle for the Vulnerable. WSHU's senior political reporter Eb Ongudama spoke with DeLauro about her book. She tells him that growing up in an Italian working-class neighborhood in New Haven convinced her that social safety net programs are worth fighting for.
Growing up in New Haven, Connecticut, I saw ample evidence all around me of just how vulnerable hardworking people are in the face of corporate indifference. In 1957, when I was barely a teenager, the Franklin Street fire claimed the life of my friend's mother. 15 people died in that fire because they couldn't escape the smoke and the flames. A fire escape was locked. The ladder would not extend to the ground. There had been no fire drills, and doors opened the wrong way, blocking exit. It was a disaster. It happened down the street from my house. It is impossible to be an eyewitness to events like that and not be touched by the gravity of our responsibility to one another.
We're in an era now where we're being told that there is too much government regulation. And you just gave an example of how some of that regulation came about. Could you expound a little bit on that?
Sure. I will go right back to the book, if you don't mind. And I say, again, right in the introduction, it bears repeating that corporations do not feel free to poison us, to sell us spoiled meat, to lock our daughters up in ninth-floor sweatshops with no fire escapes, employ our underage sons in coal mines, force us to work 13-hour shifts without overtime or a break, or call in private armies to fire rifles at those of us who dare strike for higher wages. It's not because corporations experienced a moment of zen and decided to evolve. No, they were forced into greater accountability and social concern by the legitimate actions of a democratic government. In other words, if we depend on goodwill, we are all screwed. My point is that fire safety laws, workplace safety laws, minimum wage, no child labor, these are laws that ensure that employers fulfill their obligations to employees. And again, we're watching today a rollback of regulations which will harm our public safety, our food safety, and our environment.
We just witnessed the crafting of healthcare legislation in the U.S. Senate by an all-man group, and there's some women in the Senate, and they weren't included. And you have some stories about not being included in the leadership in the House yourself. So talk about being a woman in politics and how that affects being taken seriously.
One of the most unbelievable stories is as a member of Congress, you know, a number of years ago, but not that long ago, when I was running for the position of chair of the Democratic caucus. At the same time, my good friend Nancy Pelosi was running for to be the Democratic whip. Well, I lost by one vote, but I was told at the time by a number of my male colleagues that we could not have two women on the ticket. So mindless, absurd. But my point still today, women in the Congress need to work harder. We need to work harder at what we do. You cannot, you really have to know what you're talking about, what you want to say, because oftentimes if you get it wrong or they perceive you do not understand the nature of the bill, of the issue, etc., women are hard-pressed to get a second chance.
I'd be remiss if I didn't deal with something that you've been very passionate about, and that's the trade deals, NAFTA, the TPP, and others. What's your take on the trade deals, and why have they not been good for the United States?
Mm-hmm. Well, look, the past trade agreements, yes, going back to the NAFTA agreement, but then subsequent agreements from there, whether you're looking at Peru or you're looking at Korea, what they have failed to do is at their center, and at the core of the agreement, to take into account the economic viability of American workers.
I really appreciate your spending the time and talking about your book. Thank you very much, Congresswoman DeLauro.
Thank you so much.
That was WSHU's senior political reporter Ebong Udama talking with Connecticut Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro about her book, The Least Among Us.